Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, with us live on WBEN this morning. We're looking at Ukraine's stunning drone attack last weekend that punished Russian targets. Brett, everyone is amazed at how they pulled this off. What are you thinking about that?
Yeah, so think about this, Susan, that according to President Zelensky, this took about 18 months to pull off, that basically what the Ukrainians were able to do is place basically trucks loaded with drones secreted in the trucks. They were described as like wooden boxes or pallets, something that would blend in on top of an everyday truck moving around Ukraine or Russia. And that they targeted bases all over Russia. I mean, like over all the way to Norway. There's a base, a remote Russian base there, to Siberia. And you name it, and they were there in five locations, mainly targeting what are described as cruise missile aircraft. That would be aircraft that can go long range to drop bombs, including nuclear missiles. So on the day of the attack, they, and I'm going to assume, had somebody helping them on the ground pre-position these trucks within 4 miles of these various bases across Russia. And from Ukraine, they were able to remotely remove the lids on top of these crates, of which a drone was inside each one of these crates. I think there was 117 drones that were fired off. And you can see them, the lids coming off, the drone lifting up, and then it flies directly toward the base. I think the belief is that because the drones were so close to the base, it didn't give the Russians time to react to these drones flying onto the base. And, you know, the next thing you know, based on the cameras on the drones, they're firing at these planes, and you know, a number of them burst into flames. And I guess they were also designed at some point to self-destruct. So the idea that you could A, do this, but B, more importantly, how could you do this and not anybody know about it? Because let's face it, it would take a number of people to pull this off. But it's impressive. It's very techie driven, but not overly so. And it shows that a drone that costs $600 to $1,000, you know, granted tricked out with cameras and bombs, et cetera, which would take it into X number of thousands of dollars. But even still, I mean, one of these planes that they hit, you know, estimate costs $150 million. So quite the operation, and it really caught the Russians off guard.
Again, like, that's the part, right? It's cheap, but it doesn't have to be super sophisticated, right? I mean, a lot of people know how to program these drones. Drones are easy to get. And how much concern does it raise for really the future of warfare and these types of attacks?
I think a huge concern. And it also, from my perspective, Brian, raises concern about could a technically oriented bad guy, like a terrorist, domestic terrorist, international terrorist, launch or attempt to launch these in close proximity to, you know, protected sites, even here in Washington, D.C., or a number one of our strategic rural remote bases that are, you know, located across the country. So I think there's a big concern about could this be pulled off here or, for, you know, obviously someplace else also.
I mean, is there any way to prevent it or to guard against it?
I don't know. You know, it's interesting that one of the experts I read said that he believed that President Trump's Golden Dome, I think it's like $175 billion defense system that he wants to build, may not have been able to detect this. Now, that would align with the fact that the Russians obviously weren't able to detect it, or they were too late. In other words, by the time they detected it, maybe the drones were already over the planes, which looks accurate to me. So, yeah, I think there's a big concern. How do we defend against this? I think the answer is they may not know for sure.
Yeah, I mean, can you really defend against something like this? That is a big question. Hey, Brad, thank you for joining us. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.